USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is urging Americans to mask up amid the coronavirus pandemic.
We're asking everybody that when you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask.
The president, holding his first coronavirus briefing since the 26th of June, continues.
Fatalities nationwide have fallen 75% since mid-April. That's a great number. As cases and fatalities rise in certain hard-hit states, which you're looking at right now, we're surging personnel, supplies, and therapeutics. We again have tremendous amounts of supplies. We are in very good shape, and we can move them quickly.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's in favor of a second round of direct stimulus payments to Americans in the next coronavirus relief bill. McConnell saying the direct payments help American families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence is on the road in Columbia, South Carolina. The Vice President again talking about schools reopening safely and says we can expect more guidance from the CDC soon.
And in the days ahead, the CDC will be issuing additional decision-making tools for parents and guardians, preparing K-12 school administrators for a safe return in the fall, and limitations and considerations on symptom screening and the like. That guidance will be forthcoming in the days ahead, and we look forward to providing that to you as well as to all the great education leaders.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London to meet with UK leaders on a number of issues. Walmart CEO John Furner says he's closing all stores on Thanksgiving Day for a break in a holiday shopping tradition. Thanksgiving usually marks the start of the holiday shopping season. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is moving to dismiss charges brought by St. Louis's top prosecutor against a couple who pointed guns at a crowd marching to the mayor's home last month. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, both personal injury attorneys in their 60s, were charged with felony unlawful use of a weapon following the June 28th incident. Missouri's top cop telling Fox News,
"The important fact here is this is a private street. This is private property. And so the charges being brought here amount to nothing more than a political prosecution at this point, because it's important to kind of take a step back and understand the right to self-defense is a fundamental right in this country. It's in the Second Amendment, of course. It's in the Missouri Constitution and also in Missouri's Castle Doctrine. And Missouri has one of the strongest Castle Doctrines in the country. And what it says is that you have the right to defend yourself, the lives of your family members, your home, and your property that extends to your property. So this is on private property. And so really what you've got here, the law is very clear. And in a time where we're seeing calls to defund the police, and you've got violence spinning out of control, including in St. Louis, where there's over 130 murders this year, which is there's a 75% increase this July versus last July. You've got a prosecutor now in Kim Gardner that is targeting citizens, law-abiding citizens, for exercising their fundamental right of self-defense.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.